Trick. 28 minutes before blessed relief, 28 minutes before I slip away from another stinking Monday morning. Of course, this Monday's been kind of fun. It's Dial-A-Bit Monday, your chance to hear past bits that you may have liked, your chance to tape, your chance to call in and hear shrieking from yesteryear. You had the first Monday of every month. All the bits from past months compiled and are yours, kind of a artistic menu for you to choose from. A lot of people say, Grease, ain't it a little boring having to do the same bits over again? Well, some of them, you know, are a little tedious, I admit. However, other ones I repeat with relish. Like one of my favorites somebody called up wanted to hear. The bit about me being shipwrecked with Jane Fonda. Wouldn't that be wonderful? I mean, taking a cruise, having the boat go down, hopping in the life raft, two of us wash up on shore, an uncharted island, nobody knows we're there, just me and Jane Fonda on a desert island. I'd turn on my stereo, and I'd play this tune. Jane would have to cover her ears from the pain. And I'd pull her hands to her side and say, Jane, I look at you in wonderment, trying to figure out what happened. Your daddy was such a proud American, a cowboy, a man who faced them all at high noon, a man who knew right from wrong. How then, from those proud loins, could have come a maggot like you? What went wrong in his genetic makeup? Maybe he smoked too much. Maybe he drank too much coffee at the moment of conception. But how could a troll, a communist, a point and wench like you have come out of him? That's what I want to know, Jane. That's what I want to know. And as we sat there on a desert island and night fell, all the jungle animals would run and panic as they heard her yell at the top of her lungs. Whee! I said, that's right, Jane. I want you to learn what it's like to be an American. And crown thy hood with breath. I can't believe you, Jane. I was shocked when I saw that picture of you sitting behind that anti-aircraft gun. That gun that shot down American planes. Sitting behind those laughing communists. Sitting there smiling. And then, after tearing down the system for all it was worth, you have the audacity to set up a chain of health spas. To put a book on the bestseller list. The very system you despise is making you a rich woman to take your guts. I'll let her get up and run when she sees a ship at a distance. A ship, she'll say, my God, we're going to be saved. I can get back to my exercise salons. I can help Tom Hayden with his campaigns. Maybe I can have everybody's handguns taken away. We're going to be saved. And as the rescue craft comes in closer and closer, I'll wait until she's just climbing on board, till her tuckers can almost feel the comfort of that nice plush seat, when I release that final burst from my Uzi and watch her drift lazily back to shore. Yeah, and I'll sit down and watch her as she lies there on the beach. The guy in the rescue craft will say, hey, come on, don't you want to be rescued? I'll say, no, go ahead, leave without me. I want the last pleasure of watching the buzzards pick her apart.